Happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Elon's Matchup Maximizer, a podcast presented by Keeping Carlson, where I, Elon Dubrovsky, take a look at next week's NHL schedule, try to figure out who are the teams we should be targeting for our streaming, for our adding and dropping of players at the bottom of our rosters that we don't really care about. We just want to get the games, get the win, and then we're going to move on to someone else next week. The name of the game here is we need to look at which teams are going to give us games, so they need to play a lot, and specifically on days that aren't busy days where we don't have room on our rosters, which means, of course, the homework for you before you listen to this episode is you need to set your roster for the week of January 5th to January 11th. Find out for yourself where you have room, because next week's schedule, it's a classic standard schedule. This is the bread and butter of head-to-head fantasy hockey. We've got light Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, where anyone you add that plays on those days, you're going to get those games for sure. Then we've got super busy Saturday, 28 teams playing, moderately busy Thursday, 24 teams playing, and then also kind of moderately-ish busy Tuesday with 20 teams playing. So it's definitely possible that you could fit a Tuesday game along with your Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, but that's, I can't tell you that. You got to check, but I'm going to look at the teams that are going to give us the most games and some interesting players on those teams. I think we got a couple that, and I wanted to record this early. I'm recording this January 3rd on Saturday at around 1:40 p.m. So, you know, I'm not going to have the stats from the Saturday games aside from this early Detroit-Pittsburgh game, which I don't even think I have plans to talk about either of those teams, but look, then you can get ahead of those ads for next week. So hopefully you've had a fun New Year's week and everything that entailed, the weird Monday, Wednesday being busy. And now today is going to be a super busy day. So a lot of matchups still in flux. So good luck. And hopefully some of my advice from last week's episode is going to pay off. Oliver Kapanen scored a goal in the last game. Probably you're not getting him in his roster spot today because of the busy day, but playing again tomorrow for Sunday. So that's your Sunday savior for anyone listening that is still in your matchup. I like Kapanen with his line with Demidov and Slafkovsky. That line is going off, and Kapanen's still available in a lot of leagues. I'm starting off with a Sunday savior for you, a guy I like, but let's look at next week's schedule. We've got two teams to target here. The obvious four off-day games, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. They are the Washington Capitals and the Utah Mammoth. I wonder how many people listening to this like are letting that be a surprise or have already checked themselves. But yeah, those are our teams. And I've already been seeing a lot of Caps and Mammoth going in my Cupful Keeping Carlson Ultimate Patron Fantasy League. Unfortunately for me, I guess I waited a little too long. So I missed out on some good streams. Beers United. I want to give a shout out to Beers United that clearly doesn't need to listen to Matchup Maximizer. Is all over at Merrick. He went ahead and grabbed Lawson Krause from Utah, grabbed Justin Suerte from Washington, and those will be two of your top streamers, depending on how deep your league is. So let's start in Utah. And yeah, I mean, what's not to like about Lawson Krause? Because if you take a look at what's going on in Utah right now, they've been playing a new winger on that line with Genther. So it's Genther, Barrett Hayton as the center, and then yeah, Lawson Krause has been there. They've loaded up the top line, Schmaltz, Keller, Paterka. You're not going to get any of them in the majority of leagues, which means that, yeah, if you're looking for your next best streamer, why not go for a top six player, Lawson Krause, who also is doing pretty darn okay in this spot. Two assists in that crazy 7-2 win over the Islanders on Thursday, an assist the game before versus Nashville. A couple games before that, he scored a goal versus Winnipeg. Look, when you're playing with Dylan Guenther, good things are going to happen. Guenther's like insanely odd. He had a hat trick and an assist. Of course, Krause was going to get something there in that 7-2 win. Also, multiple game for Genther the game before. So he's awesome. You want anyone playing with him. Like, honestly, it's crazy. Barrett Hayton. I got to say it. I'll take Krause first, but then give me Hayton. He's got four assists in his last four games. Dude's playing with Genther on that second line. And that's how good things happen. And you know what? That's it in terms of good deployment. Like, the top power play is spoken for with Paterka, Genther, Keller, Schmaltz, Sergachev. So yeah, I think you're just looking at those second liners, Hayton and Krause. So those are two solid streamers. I just can't believe in Hayton. I don't know. Like, I feel better about Krause also because he's going to give you those hits, if nothing else. So you get those periffs from Lawson Krause to pad whatever else he does. So that's going to be one of your top streamers of the week in a you know, aside from your super shallow leagues where maybe you can get like someone from another team or get like a Paterka even. I don't know. Depends on your league, of course. But yeah, that's it for Utah. I'm just going to move right along. I'm trying to make this a snappy show, okay? Over in Washington, I think that the players we're looking at there's a few fun options here. They've been lining up with Tom Wilson, McMichael, and Surdeef as one line, and then Ovechkin with Strome and Protas. So I assume you're not going to be able to get Ovechkin, Strome, or Protas. They're all rostered in like 70%+ of leagues. But yeah, this Justin Surdeef doing okay. I mean, he's had 2 assists against Ottawa in the last game, 2 goals the game before. Tom Wilson is red hot. You want someone with him. So I like Surdeef. And if you can't get him, somehow Connor McMichael avoided points on those Wilson goals against Ottawa, but he did have 2 assists versus the Rangers. I like Connor McMichael in the top six. Like in general, I recall Nick Dowd was injured, and so McMichael had to center the third line. But now if McMichael is going to be centering Tom Wilson, I think there's some upside there. Hard not to want Surdeef, who's on a bit of a hotter streak right now. But yeah, those two guys look interesting. And then you've also got Ryan Leonard, who's playing on not so exciting of an even strength line. Leonard was lining up in the last game with Beauvillier and Nick Dowd. And of course, we're going to want to check and make sure those lines hold going into Monday, depending on how long you want to wait, of course. But Leonard has been playing on the top power play. And, you know, he was injured for a while, came back, had 2 assists in his return, a couple quiet games. And now he's had an assist in each of his last games. So Ryan Leonard, also interesting. I like a guy that gets power play exposure, especially on a team like Washington, which has Ovechkin and Strome and Wilson and Jacob Chychrun, who have been on that top unit. By the way, Jacob Chychrun getting a top power play with a standard 4-forward 1D setup. So that's something kind of new. I guess clearly he's taken over there. But yeah, Leonard in a good spot. So that's 3 really solid streamers there from Washington that you want to take a look at in Surdeef, McMichael, and Ryan Leonard. Get your guaranteed 4 games. I should mention that these 2 assists in the last 2 games for Leonard. In the last game, it was a power play assist. In the game before, he even got that at even strength. So not too bad. So I think those are the obvious names to look at over there. There's some D. Martin Fehervari, Rasmus Sandin, both getting some points here or there, picking up a stray assist. But if it's D, I generally find you don't need a D with a great streaming schedule. Maybe then you can look at... I actually just added Filip Hronek, who plays 3 times next week, but I'm going to fit all 3 games. So that's kind of better than like any forward streamer aside from on Washington or Utah, right, where you're not going to fit in those games. So I figured get a guy with a bit of a higher... I guess I don't want to say higher upside, like a defenseman generally doesn't, but a guy like Hronek... He plays a ton of minutes, gets good periffs. I like the floor. You know, at the end of the day, is like who's going to get more points per game, Surdeef or Hronek? It's probably pretty close, I'd imagine. Probably Hronek has the edge. Okay. Those are our top 2 teams. Let's take a break, and then I'll look at a few more teams that are going to give us some light days that we may want to target. So I'll be back in a sec. The holidays are heating up on Pick 6, DraftKings' newest fantasy pick'em game. Make your NBA picks for a shot to win big cash prizes this holiday season. Here's how it works. Just pick more or less on 2 or more player stats. The more accurate your picks, the bigger the payout. It's the kind of upside you'll only find on Pick 6, not those other pick'em sites, and it's available in most states, including Texas, California, Georgia, and more. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code THPN. New DraftKings customers can play just $5, get $50 in Pick 6 credits with code THPN. Ride the upside. In partnership with DraftKings Pick 6, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org in Connecticut. Must be 18+. Age and eligibility restrictions vary by jurisdiction. Pick 6 not available everywhere, including New York and Ontario. Void where prohibited. 1 per new customer. Bonus awarded as non-withdrawable Pick 6 credits that expire in 14 days. Terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. Limited time offer. So that is Washington and Utah. Another team with a really good streaming schedule for next week are the LA Kings, who go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then Saturday. So you could always drop before the weekend and figure out who you want to target after dumping your LA Kings streamer. The Kings haven't been scoring a lot of goals lately. Alex Laferriere had a hat trick a couple games ago, followed that up with nothing. You know, it's just like no one's doing anything. Trevor Moore's back, by the way. So we'll see how that looks for him. He missed a game. He's been lining up with Warren Fogle and Quinton Byfield at the last practice. So I guess that'll be the line for today's game against Minnesota. Who do we want here? Like, I dropped Byfield in the Cupful. I don't know if I've mentioned that on a podcast like 1,000 times or not, but the next game, he had a goal and an assist, of course, in the big 6-1 win over Anaheim. Since then, two quiet games for Byfield. I think, like, we're kind of just waiting for the coach to get fired before he'll get going at this point. If/when. In the meantime, if Byfield has been dropped in your league, he got scooped up in mine right away. But if he's been dropped in your league and still out there, I think now's a good time to take a shot. It's a classic move. Grab the guy on the cold streak who was dropped, and maybe he picks it up, and I'll feel like a dummy, but you'll feel happy. And if it doesn't go well, you're getting three games in 5 days, and then you could always move on for the weekend, like I said. So Byfield in your shallower leagues, or even a deep league, like a couple where the manager's very frustrated, you can go with him. Andrei Kopitar, on and off. Again, that game against Anaheim is like this big outlier that makes everyone's numbers look even better than they are. Aside from that, Kopitar's been pointless in his other recent four games. So he may have been dropped. So clearly a guy you can grab and hope for things to be a little better. The games are against Minnesota, San Jose, and Winnipeg. So Minnesota and Winnipeg obviously are tougher teams to score against. So Winnipeg's not even that tough anymore, even if they have Hellebuyck. And San Jose, maybe that can be like that Anaheim game. Maybe that's where you're going to get the big breakout on the Wednesday. But anyway, if you're not going to be able to get Kopitar or Byfield, I think you could just kind of go down the list, honestly. It's like you go, Alex Laferriere has been playing with Kopitar and Kempe. So that's a really good spot in terms of the power play. At least in the last game, they were still kind of doing this two power plays, or even like, so it was Clark, Perry, Fiala, Byfield, Kuzmenko got more time than the Kopitar, Kempe, Laferriere. So I think that's probably not likely to be the case. The one with Kempe, you would hope, would be the one with more power play time if you're the Kempe manager, like myself in Kakupful. So power play, I feel like it's just all over the place. Like there's going to be a lot of forwards who have the chance for similar power play time. So it really opens up your options as far as the lines. Like I said, like with Moore coming back, things might be a little different, but we could expect maybe like, Kopitar, Kempe, and then Laferriere. So that makes him decent. Do you want the guys with Byfield like Fogel and Moore? I don't think so. That would be in a super deep league. Kuzmenko did have a good game recently. He had a goal and assist versus Tampa. He also was on a bit of a run. Like Kuzmenko's kind of like a Barrett Hayton. Like even when I see a recent run of production, I don't buy it. I don't expect it to last. So he wouldn't be my target, but I do have to mention that Kuzmenko is on a bit of a hot streak. Corey Perry also had a good game, three assists against Tampa, and now on a three-game point streak. So a Perry or a Kuzmenko, who knows? It's a decent stream. You get three games in 5 days. I'll definitely take Laferriere first. If you can get Brant Clark, I'd go with him. He's definitely picked things up. In the last game, no points, but he did take four shots, which I like for Clark. If you want a shorthanded goal, Joel Armia is likely your best bet. He seems to do that every couple of weeks, so maybe he'll be due. And those are going to be your top options on LA. I think Alex Laferriere, 17% rostered on Yahoo. That's probably your best option if he's still out there. Like, the best option of people who are likely to be out there. I would definitely take a Kopitar or a Byfield ahead if they've been dropped. So that's the Kings. Another team that I want to point out is the Calgary Flames, who overall, it's only two light games, but I like that it's the Monday, Wednesday. Calgary goes Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, so you can get a nice two-day stream and then potentially move on from whatever Calgary Flame you grab. Blake Coleman is super hot right now. He got dropped in my couple division, and I have no fab left, so I just bid zero and hope for the best, and I definitely got outbid by my opponent for next week, running up that hill. Will is his name, and so I'll now be hoping that I've got lucky to avoid that grenade of Blake Coleman. But definitely, no, I would be happy to have him for that Monday, Wednesday, maybe even further. At this point, he's having a pretty good season. Like maybe Blake Coleman is just a hold at this point. But yeah, Coleman's been playing with Mikael Backlund, who is super hot, and he's still available in a lot of leagues. Backlund is now on a 6-game point streak, taking decent numbers of shots most of these games. There's a 6-shot game there, a 5-shot game. So I think Backlund is a pretty fun option for the Monday, Wednesday. Hard to imagine he'll keep this up. Like we've seen Backlund for a long career, but he's definitely had hot streaks like this. And so might as well jump. And then actually their third line mate is Matt Coronato, who is super cold. So this would be the Byfield treatment. Get him for the Monday, Wednesday. And then if he gets going again, then great. Maybe you can hold for longer, but I don't know. Coronato is weird. I don't really understand. I'd love for someone to ask, like, why did you go through a stretch where you were taking 3-4 shots every game, including some 6 and 7 shot games? But now lately, like, he has 0 shots in his last 3 games, Matt Coronato. He just stopped shooting. What, you're just giving it all to Backlund and Coleman? Like, do these players just change the way they play completely like on a snap? I don't understand. But anyways, Coronado's had some great runs this season. So also some really cold ones. And now he's in the middle of a cold one. They did have 2 assists in the last game. So that was obviously nice. I wouldn't be banking on lots of assists. Like if he's not getting shots, I don't like him. But for now, Coronado's also still on the top power play. Their top power play has continued to be Kadri, Huberto, Frost, and Coronado. So I think Coronado's a fun Monday, Wednesday, but I might just ride Backlund ahead of him if you have the choice. Backlund, I think, is like, I like him better for Monday, Wednesday. Coronado has the better chance if you're looking for someone who has a high chance of like, or somewhat of a chance of you holding him moving forward and becoming a regular on your roster. I could see Coronado potentially being that. I don't really see Backlund ever being that beyond just a short-term hot streak. Morgan Frost then is like super cold, but like I said, he has that top power play exposure, so maybe you go for a Frost, but I don't know. Kadri's been playing with Sharon Govich and Joel Farabee. That's been the other main line at even strength. And they're doing like fine. Farabee is pointless in 4. Before that, had a couple of games. Sharon Govich had a goal in the last game and also had a goal 3 games ago. So 2 goals in 3 games. I don't expect that to last. So those are like very low end. That would be like your Trevor Moore type ads, Warren Fogle. That's kind of where I see a Farabee or a Sharon Govich or a Morgan Frost at this point. But yeah, I think generally I'm looking at that line, Coleman, Backlund, Coronado, all potentially available for you on Calgary, could be worth a look. I'll give you a couple more decent schedules, especially now for people who have room for a forward on the Tuesday. In that case, you can go for Winnipeg and get Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. So you'll get 4 games in there from the Jets. Of course, the problem with the Jets is they're not very good, aside from the top line of Connor Scheifele and Vilardi. So there's really not much excitement. Like the 4th on the power play with those 3 and Morrissey lately has been Gustav Nyquist, who's also been playing like on the 4th line and not doing anything. He did have an assist in the last game. Like that's probably like, you know, in these like 3 off day games, maybe you'll get an assist. And if you're really lucky, you'll get 2. So that's not interesting. The second line has been Perfetti with Iafallo and Taves. So I guess Cole Perfetti is the guy who's the most highly rostered. He did have 5 shots in the last game and an assist against Toronto. Maybe it's the start of something. He had 3 shots in the game before, but that assist like broke a long pointless streak. Real bummer that Perfetti's not even on the top power play and Nyquist took his spot. So that's a rough ad. So like honestly, like I brought up Winnipeg, but I don't really have like honestly the hottest player aside from the guys who you're not gonna be able to get is Morgan Barron has 4 points in his last 6 games. This is what we're talking about. And you don't want Morgan Barron, right? Of course not. So Winnipeg, good schedule, wasted on no good streamers, unfortunately. A better option is definitely in San Jose, where we've definitely talked about a bunch of these guys to death at this point, but now is finally an opportunity to take advantage. Again, if you have that room on Tuesday, you can get a Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Saturday, Sunday. So kind of similar to the Calgary, get the Tuesday, Wednesday, get those 2 early games, and then you could always move on or hold for the Sunday savior. I can't imagine you're going to get that player in for the busy Saturday game, but San Jose definitely has some fun options, highlighted by a likely hold if he's still somehow available for you. Igor Chernyshov, go get him. We've been talking about him on every show. All the short shifts, he's got goals in 3 straight. Their feeds from Celebrini, like it's high percentages, but clearly they are clicking well. The vibes on Twitter when I'm watching for game day tweets for things to retweet, it's all just like it's looking really good between these two. So I think you definitely want access to Chernyshov while he's playing with Celebrini. At the very least, get the Tuesday, Wednesday, and you can reassess. But I think he could turn out to be a hold for you. Like, I think that's definitely a possible outcome there. We've got our friend Colin Graf, who still continues to produce somewhat. He is pointless in his last 2 games. Before that, he scored in 4 straight games. So perhaps, just like I predicted, like scoring goals when you're only taking 1 or 2 shots a game wasn't going to last. But Graf is like still playing big minutes. In the last game, Graf played with Wennberg and Toffoli, so he's still a top 6er. Not on the top power play, though. The top power play has been Eklund, Celebrini, Toffoli, Wennberg, and Klingberg. So Graf is like, I'd be more interested in Chernyshov. I'll say that. But if you can't get Chernyshov, then get Graf. I mean, if you're in a shallower league, definitely get a Toffoli or an Eklund over either of them. That would be a really fun guy to be able to get at this point, at least for the schedule. I guess, yeah, I have to wrap my head around shallow leagues. There are definitely leagues out there where Toffoli and Eklund are good. And if you're in a shallow league that also has like enough ads per week that you can do some streaming, then like you might as well take advantage. Like it may be hard for you to drop your like really good player with a bad schedule. You know, like do you drop Elias Lindholm, who's like been better on the season, for Eklund? Like I'd say, yeah, get Eklund. get the Tuesday, Wednesday. He's got points in three straight. He's on the top power play. I like it. So, you know, it depends on your league, of course. But it's for a deeper league, maybe you're looking at a Wennberg who's likely available. He has four assists in his last four games. Obviously, that top power play is a very nice place to be. And also a top six, playing with Colin Graf and Toffoli. So to recap, the guys I like on San Jose, Chernyshov, then Graf, then Wennberg, I would say. Should I put Wennberg over Graf? I don't know. Something about Graf. He's scoring some goals. It probably won't continue. So maybe Wennberg over Graf. I don't know. You decide. Let me know what you decided. So that's the Sharks, a potential three off day games if you can fit the Tuesday. I'll mention a couple more teams to finish this off that have good early week schedules that you may want to look at, kind of like what I said about Calgary. So Ottawa has a similar thing going Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. The Sens have been changing up their lines a little bit. Tkachuk and Stützle split up. Looks like for their game today against Winnipeg, they're rolling with Stützle with Ridley Gregg and Zetterlund, and then Tkachuk with Cousins and Batherson. So you likely can't get Cousins or Batherson, but you probably can get Zetterlund and Gregg. So this is a situation where I like Stützle. I think he's going to get points with whoever he's with. Fabian Zetterlund is doing pretty well. He just scored in that last game against Washington. Was also on a hot streak last week where he had a couple multi-point games in a row. So I think you can't really go too wrong with Fabian Zetterlund for that Monday, Wednesday, and then you figure things out from there. In terms of the power play, yeah, there's not going to be anyone you're going to be able to add. Tkachuk, Stützle, Cousins, Batherson, Sanderson probably taken in all leagues. So yeah, Ridley Gregg, for what it's worth, also doing fine. He's got three goals in his last four games. It's a situation like a Colin Graf. It's not going to be sustainable. He's not like taking a ton of shots or anything. Usually just one or two shots a game. But again, you're playing with Stützle. Good things could happen. So I think definitely you could take a look at Zetterlund or Ridley Gregg for a stream over in Ottawa. Then another team with a good start to the week is the Anaheim Ducks, who go Monday, Tuesday. Anaheim is not the juggernaut they were earlier in the year. Unfortunately, they've now lost five games in a row, including 5-2 yesterday against Minnesota. So that's a bit of a bummer. And like, look, I still like Beckett Senecky if you can get him. He's scored a goals in two straight, and had six shots yesterday. Like, if he's available, I would jump on him. I still think he's a hold. Mikael Granlund, if he's available to you, now's a good time to get at least the Monday, Tuesday, and then you could always move on if your league is kind of shallow. Chris Kreider has really slowed down, doing absolutely nothing. Probably a snoozer. If you have him, hold for Monday, Tuesday, but then if you can't fit him Thursday, Saturday, maybe it's going to be time to start considering dropping him. And then that's it. Like, everyone else is probably taken, like McTavish or whatever. I'd be holding on to him. I'd be holding on to, obviously, like Gauthier, Carlson, Jackson Lacombe, Troy Terry. So that's Anaheim. Seattle is another team that goes Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. And Seattle, just like a couple weeks ago, like, they've got some guys that are doing really well. Like, there's no reason to not target your Jordan Eberles if you can still get him, Chandler Stephenson, Ellie Tolvanen, even Matty Beniers. All of them are doing pretty well lately. So those are the obvious names in Seattle. I don't think we need to dive too much into them once again. Like, the lines in the game against Vancouver yesterday, where Seattle won 4-3, they were rolling with Eberle, Beniers, and Kaapo Kakko. So I guess in a very deep league. Do we look at Kakko? What do we think? He has assists in two straight. Like, sure. It's kind of probably like a Barrett Hayton type. I don't know if that's who I'm being mean to there. But, you know, I don't have a lot of faith, but I think it's a pretty good line playing with Beniers and Eberle, and then Stephenson with Tolvanen and Freddie Gaudreau. So, yeah, I'd obviously prefer Stephenson or Tolvanen. Freddie Gaudreau would be for a super deep league. Actually, just forget I even mentioned Freddie Gaudreau. We're not interested in him. And then Jared McCann is back. He's been playing with Shane Wright and Berkeley Catton. So a lot of exposure. Like, you know, this is the classic Seattle. Maybe now with McCann back, they'll be spreading things out between their lines. But for now, I'm still interested mainly in Eberle, Tolvanen, Stephenson. I'd say would be the three potential guys. I guess Jared McCann at this point has to be mentioned in this list. He's down to now 28% rostered on Yahoo. Still rostered in the majority of a couple of leagues, but McCann, like, definitely would be my number one choice, I think, even though his, you know, he's got 3 points in four games since returning from his injury. Low ice time, but he'd be the guy I have the most faith in, though Eberle at this point is really climbing those ranks. And Tolvanen and Stephenson, they're all good. Okay, we're done. Can't believe I just ended this by talking about how everyone is good on Seattle. That's a new thing I have to get used to. I guess on the flip side of all this, I'll mention Tampa Bay has the worst schedule of the week. They only play Tuesday, Saturday. I feel like the main guy you're going to be deciding whether to hold or not on Tampa is going to be Anthony Cirelli, who's coming off a big one goal, one assist game against LA. We'll see what he does today against San Jose. But if you're not fitting him today, depending on when you listen to this podcast, I guess actually that game is starting in a couple hours. So maybe you're not going to hear this in time. But after today, yeah, if he's on your bench, you could, in Yahoo, you know, you could drop someone even if their game has been played, if they're on your bench. So you may want to move on from Cirelli, even though he's doing a little bit better lately. I guess up to you. Tough week next week. Obviously, then there'll be better weeks ahead. And it's not so bad to have a guy playing with Gensel and Hagel, as Cirelli has been centering that line. So maybe hard to let go. But I think in a week where you need to win, you're probably not playing Cirelli on the busy Saturday. So you're only getting one game. So maybe it's time to consider cutting. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Matchup Maximizer. We will be back tomorrow with a mega show. Brian and I will be back to doing our regular thing. I'm very excited to do my Sunday ritual of coming up with a show plan, throwing it to Brian, and he can do all of his in-depth prep. And we're going to have some really good news and advice to share. We'll make sure you're all up to speed on all the latest line combos, hot streaks, cold streaks, the whole thing. So make sure that you're subscribe to Keeping Carlson, so you'll get that. And of course, Short Shifts and Matchup Maximizer next week. We'll do this all over again. So wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, whatever, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. It helps us out a lot. You know, if you can't listen to every episode, don't tell the advertisers, but we still get credit if you're subscribed and you download it, even if you don't listen to it, I think. Actually, I don't even know how it works. Maybe by now they're smart enough to know whether you listened or not. But either way, we'd appreciate the sub. And yeah, I'll end it here. Good luck on Sunday. Hopefully you have a good end to your week. And if two of you are listening that are playing against each other, then I don't know. I hope you tie. But yeah, and then good luck in week 14 next week. See ya.